All right, so gamification, it's more than just getting those little badges on a language learning app, right?
Right, yeah.
It's way more than that.
It really is, yeah.
So we want to dive into gamification global with you today. They're all about using those game mechanics, to tackle those big global issues like sustainability.
Yeah, and it's really bringing people together. People who are like crazy about gamification, experts, people who just, love games in their spare time, all together and all trying to use it for, a good cause.
Yeah, for good. And they're not just talking about it, they're
Yeah.
actually having their first conference, like in person in Krakow.
Krakow, Poland, next February.
Yeah, next February. Gamification Global Gathering. It's going to be huge. And it all comes back to that idea of gamification, but like really making a difference in the world. Global sustainability, right?
Exactly. And it is the perfect time for it. We're facing these huge global challenges,
Yeah.
right? So we need something powerful to get people engaged and actually, make a change.
Like, how those fitness trackers kind of made it fun to walk 10,000 steps?
Yeah.
It's like that, but bigger. What if we could like use that same idea, that same psychology to help people like conserve energy or
Yeah.
just waste less?
Exactly. It's like instead of, these big problems being a chore, we make it fun. We make it like a game.
And they've got all these amazing people coming together to share their ideas and strategies. It's not just like sitting and listening to lectures. You're going to be able to like get your hands dirty.
Yeah, hands-on.
Hands-on workshops, learn how to design gamified solutions, like to solve those big sustainability problems.
Exactly. And it's not just theory. They want you to walk away with the knowledge to really make a difference, make it tangible.
And speaking of, making a difference, you're not going to believe who the keynote speaker is. Yukai Chow.
Yukai Chow. No way.
Yeah, the actionable gamification guy.
It's almost too perfect, right? A conference all about gamification for good, and it's Yukai Chow.
It's like he figured out what makes us tick, what motivates us. He created the Octalysis framework, which breaks down like those eight core drives in humans. Think of it like the instruction manual for motivation.
And that's so important, right? Because to solve these big problems, we need to get people to actually change their behavior. So, I mean, Yukai Chow, he's the perfect person for this. And you know what I really love about this?
What's that?
It's not just, the big names like him. They want to hear from you. They've got this open call for speakers.
It's true,
Anyone who's like passionate about using gamification to make a difference.
They want to hear it.
Yeah, they want to hear those new approaches, those success stories. And you know what? Even the challenges. Like,
Absolutely.
what didn't work? What did you learn from that?
It's so important.
All about sharing and learning together. Yeah.
And it all comes back to that idea of like making a difference through engagement.
Exactly. Games are engaging, right?
That's the whole point.
I mean, they grab your attention, they challenge you, they reward you.
It's like built in.
Exactly. So imagine if we could harness that, right? To tackle something huge like climate change, instead of those, scary statistics, what if we make it an experience? Make it fun to make a difference.
Like you want to recycle because it's part of the game.
Exactly. It's almost like you're addicted to saving the planet,
In a good way.
addicted in a good way.
Exactly. And that's what they're trying to do, bringing together game designers, sustainability people, even behavioral scientists.
Oh, wow.
All these different minds coming together to figure this out.
It's kind of crazy to think like we could be talking about your idea next year, right?
Maybe you'll be the keynote speaker.
Right. There's got to be someone listening who's got that next big idea.
Absolutely. I mean, it's inspiring, isn't it?
It really is. It's like, even if you're not, a game designer.
Or like, scientists working on these problems, it's like it gives you hope, right?
Totally, totally.
Like we can do
Yeah,
this.
we can work together, be creative, and actually solve these problems.
It's cool. And you know what else I love about this?
What's that?
It's a global thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Sustainability, it's
Yeah.
not just like one country.
No, it affects everyone.
And games, it's like everybody plays game.
Right. It's like its own language,
It doesn't matter where you're from, like you can understand a good game.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it, right? Gamification Global, they're using that language, that universal language, to get people on board to make a difference.
Love it, love it. Okay, so we've talked about the big picture, right?
Yeah.
Gamification Global, their mission, the conference in Krakow.
Wait, right.
But I want to like zoom in for a second.
Okay, yeah.
on a specific example that I think really brings this home.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
Have you heard of this game, Fold It?
Oh yeah. Okay, so for our listeners who maybe haven't, it's a puzzle game
Online.
online, yeah, where you basically fold protein structures.
It sounds complicated.
It sounds super complicated, but it's not like, you don't need a science degree to play.
No, it's designed to be fun.
Yeah. It's actually really engaging.
Yeah, and the amazing thing about this is scientists, they've been trying to figure out this one protein. It was really important for like AIDS treatment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they were using all these complex methods,
Yeah.
and it was taking forever. It was so complicated.
Right.
So they thought, why not? You know, let's try Fold It. Let's get these gamers
What
involved.
could hurt?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they put it out there to the Fold It community.
And you're not going to believe it, these gamers, they figured it out.
No way.
Yeah, in like 3 weeks,
3 weeks.
they solved this protein structure that had these scientists stumped.
That's incredible. It's amazing. Like the computers couldn't even do it. And these gamers just, you know, playing a
It
game.
just shows you the power of, collective brain power.
Yeah. And when you make it fun.
Exactly. It's not a chore, it's a challenge.
Yeah. And it shows like gamification. It's not just about, you know, making something more fun. It can actually like solve real problems.
Absolutely. And get people involved in stuff they might never have even thought about before.
Exactly, like citizen science. I love
That's
that.
like you're not just playing a game, you're contributing to, a bigger cause.
Totally. So, okay, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We really have, yeah.
Gamification Global,
Their mission.
this awesome conference.
Krakow. Don't forget Krakow.
Krakow, gotta be there. But, you know, before we wrap up, I kind of want to throw it back to our listeners, you
Bring
know?
it home.
Yeah, because like we've been talking about all these amazing things, these big ideas,
The potential.
the potential. But what about, you know, what about you listening right now?
What could you gamify?
Exactly. Like in your own life, in your job, in your community.
What could you make more engaging, more impactful?
Exactly. And who knows? Maybe, you know, we'll be talking about your idea on the next deep dive.
Maybe you'll be the one heading to Krakow.
Exactly. So until then, keep playing, keep innovating, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you later.